A reflection from Father Luis Sassano, Mark 5:21-43, healing. 1. Jairus. He was a high official who was very busy, but he makes time for his daughter. Because if you love someone, you are willing to give up your time and your plans. True love implies leaving yourself aside for the person you love, and you have to give up time and space to devote to the person you love, be it son or daughter, husband or wife, parish or movement, your moment of prayer, etc. Whoever or whatever you love has to have a concrete space and time in your life. Take a moment to think whether you're devoting that space or time that is supposed to be for the person you love to something else or to other people. When you love, you have to make concessions. Don't forget that. You cannot fill a glass that is already full. If you are not willing to empty yourself, to give up something for the person you love, that person cannot really enter your life, and the relationship may begin to die out. And when you realize what's happening, you desperately ask God to revive it. Maybe Jesus can revive your love for that person or that relationship with that person, but consider what you're going to give up to maintain that relationship that Jesus is going to revive. 2. Afflicted with hemorrhages. This poor woman's many years of failure led her to seek Jesus. Whatever we do or we're able to do at present is a product of what we've gone through in life and including our experiences of failure. Many people tell me that the way I explain the Gospels does them good. Of course, it's partly due to the fact that I studied a lot of pedagogical subjects in the seminary, but also because I failed as a priest. There came a moment when I even thought of leaving everything and restarting my life anew. I experienced loneliness and even abandonment. Those tears I shed years ago allow me to speak to you differently about the message of Jesus because I understand that I must take you to Jesus and not to dogmas. 3. Arise. There will always be people who will say that all is lost, but it is trust in Jesus that makes you revive and resurrect. Don't think that everything is hopeless because when there is faith, even criticism falls. You have two possible attitudes in life, either to trust in God or to be crushed by criticism. One always leads you to death, and the other keeps the flame of hope. Don't forget that this gospel ends by teaching everyone a lesson, the fact that there is nothing impossible for God. If you have faith, you know that with Jesus, you can get through the daily struggles of life. God brings you back to life. God can turn your difficult situation around again. Have faith. Have hope. With Christ, all things are possible. Always remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.